Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 29th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Hurricane Ian wrecks Florida. President Biden makes another major gaffe. An international airline goes woke. A new survey ranks the wealthiest neighborhoods in the USA. Also ahead, let's talk about your money. But first, Hurricane Ian working its way up the coast of Florida, Category 4 storm, came ashore near Fort Myers with winds topping 150 miles per hour. At least 1 million people are without power and 2 million more lost power, but they're getting it back in Florida. Ian is expected to be one of the most expensive American storms in history, could be $70 billion in damage. The system is expected to move northeast into Georgia and South Carolina over the weekend. The White House trying to tamp down Joe Biden's latest gaffe during an event in Washington. The president repeatedly asked for Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who died in a car crash 6 weeks ago. Said Mr. Biden, quote, "Jackie, are you here? Jackie, I thought she was going to be here," unquote. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre dismissing the blunder, saying the deceased woman was simply on the president's mind and he was praising her hard work, which, of course, is total bull, something Ms. Jean-Pierre is becoming an expert at. Virgin Atlantic becoming the first airline to eliminate gender-specific uniforms. The carrier confirming the move on social media, saying, "We've changed our uniform code to give our crew, pilots, and ground teams the ability to represent themselves. Employees can now wear outfits for either gender." So you could have a cross-dressing pilot on a Virgin Atlantic flight. Flight attendants will also be displaying pronoun pins to signal whether they wish to be called he, she, they, them, him, her. That's pretty confusing. I don't believe I will be flying Virgin Atlantic. They frighten me. A survey from Money Magazine ranks the richest neighborhoods in the nation. Places are judged by income, savings, property values. Top five, Beverly Hills, the Hamptons on Long Island, Palm Beach, Florida, Old Greenwich, Connecticut. Number one, Tribeca, New York City. In a moment, let's talk about your money. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, your money, your finances. Now, every day I get letters from Americans who do not have enough money. Simple as that. They cannot cover expenses. Some of them have fallen ill, and they are desperate. So let's analyze what's going on. In the United States, the average income is $63,000. The average household income, because obviously two people could work, $90,000. Households earning less than $50,000, 50 million, that is the majority, less than $50,000. Households earning $50,000 to $100,000, 35 million, $100,000 to $500,000, $10 million, $500,000 to $1 million, $10 million. Households earning more than $1 million, $14 million. Now, that's a lot of folks earning more than $1 million. But compare it to the $50 million earning less than $50,000. A third of Americans have less than $1,000 in the bank. That is troubling. 50% of us have less than $5,000 in the bank. 20% of the U.S. population has no savings at all, nothing, no backup. Americans hold over $1 trillion in credit card debt. That means you're paying 18, 19% on the VIG. 157 million Americans have credit card debt, 63% of all adults. So when prices go up, hello, Biden administration, the squeeze becomes painful because very few Americans have reserve. Now, the vast majority of us work for companies large and small, so we are at their mercy. That is not a good situation. You can be laid off. If you're not in a powerful union, they can do a lot of things to you. Cut your salary, change your work hours, so you're dependent on the company. My father was a company man, and he did not prosper economically. However, he advised me very early in my life. I started working about 10, shoveling snow, cutting lawns on Long Island kind of thing. My father said, look, you have to save 10% of everything you earn. And I have. I don't gamble. I don't use narcotics. I don't drink alcohol. Not drinking booze in my life has saved me millions of dollars. Not drinking. And above all, I do not waste money. So I have enough to survive. And I have enough to pass them along to my children. Even if I get sick or the economy collapses, I can survive. But most people can't because they did not start saving. But it's not too late. So you need to sit down with your spouse, if you're a single person or whatever, with a pad and a pen. You need to pare down your expenses. You can do it. Don't buy dopey stuff. And above all, save that 10%. It does mount up. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my brand new book, Killing the Legends, just out, and it's roaring. Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Get it on BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know the drill. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Despite decades of public education surrounding nutrition, America's obesity epidemic only getting worse. Data from the CDC says a whopping 60% of adults are overweight in this country. That's more than 100 million Americans. Major factors include lack of exercise and, of course, diet. Here is a list of America's favorite foods and how they impact us. Pizza. One slice will set you back 400 calories, 18 grams of fat, 39 grams of carbs, and 10 grams of sugar. Most people eat two slices in a sitting. Doctors recommend avoiding pasta. Most of the noodles are packed with sugar, carbs, and offer little nutritional value. I like pasta. I eat it once or twice a week. I don't think that's going to hurt you that much. How about a cheeseburger? 500 calories, 45 grams of fat. I used to eat a lot of them. I don't anymore. Nutritionists also disapprove of orange juice. The average American consumes 5 gallons of OJ every year. One 12-ounce glass has 10 teaspoons of sugar. Another health risk, designer coffee. A Java Chip Pumpkin Espresso at Starbucks, 600 calories, 60 grams of sugar, and it's probably cost about $50. Takes 2 hours on the treadmill to burn off 60 grams of sugar. But if you brew a cup of black coffee at home, that's just 5 calories. Other items on the dubious list: fried chicken, 700 calories, burritos, 800 calories, slice of cheesecake, one slice, 900 calories. But the worst offender in the obesity epidemic, soda, soft drinks. One can of Coke contains 300 calories, 65 grams of corn syrup, caffeine, no vitamins, no protein, no calcium, no iron. Soda is the leading cause of obesity among kids. And here's something else you might not know. Ignored for decades, doctors now believe America's addiction to sugar is more dangerous than cigarettes or alcohol. During the 19th century, the average American ate just 2 pounds of sugar a year, mostly from fruits and berries. Today, typical person in the USA consumes 155 pounds of sugar every 12 months. That will kill you. The result, 12% of our entire population suffers from diabetes. So, eat smart. We want you around. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. And I hope you check out my brand new book, Killing the Legends, just out. And it's roaring. Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Get it on BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You know the drill.